This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 424. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, part of the marketing strategy of a lot of entrepreneurs is to try to get their products used and then photographed with celebrities. But how do you really get to these A-listers? Here to help is Sarah Shaw. She's a fashion entrepreneur, product designer, and business coach with her 20 years of experience, six companies under her belt. Sarah's built a treasure trove of secrets for launching your line, getting your products in stores and boutiques, and getting your products to A-list celebrities. Sarah's products have been in over 1,200 stores and boutiques across the country. She's also appeared in every major fashion and lifestyle magazine, and she's been on TV shows like Access Hollywood, Extra, and E! Network. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Barry. Awesome to be here with you.
So we really do live in a celebrity society. I mean, I think that's one of the big reasons that Donald Trump was elected president, because we believe what we see on TV, right? We really value celebrities. But to get your products to these celebrities is really difficult. Why are celebrities, first of all, important to business?
Well, the main reason is that what you were just saying is celebrities sell products. You know, people want to be like the celebrity that they admire or dress like them or have the same stuff as them. So they're drawn automatically. You know, you go to the grocery store, you see that People magazine cover at the checkout, and you're like, woo, who's getting divorced? Who's getting married? Who's having a baby? And it's just kind of part of our
society. And it's all true. Right?
Yep.
And it's all
every last word. Yeah.
And so when you say that celebrities actually sell products, give us some examples of what's worked in the past.
Well, you know, if you, like I said, with some of my own products, I got things to Jennifer Aniston. It ended up in People magazine because she actually was wearing it. We sold 2,000 of them in 6 weeks on our website, $130,000 worth of sales. Pretty worth giving somebody something, you know, that it's the only thing it costs you when you're giving gifts to celebrities. This is not an official endorsement by any means. Endorsements means contracts and money exchanges hands. This is just gifting to celebrities in the hopes that they will wear it, use it, talk about it, you know, these days post it on Instagram or some kind of social media outlet, and or write you a thank you note, and then you can actually submit that to magazines, and when they write about it, it can be a, you know, really big financial win.
So how do you even decide, Sarah, which celebrities you should try to get to wear, use your products?
Well, the first thing you want to do is forget about the people that you personally like, and you want to go after the people that your customer likes. You know, because, you know, you might say, oh, yeah, I love Jennifer Aniston or whoever.
Which I do.
Okay, good.
I admit
yeah,
it.
She seems like a super nice girl. But, you know, if your customer base isn't attracted to her for whatever reason, you know, then she's dead to you, you know, because it's not going to drive sales. So you want to look at the celebrities, you know, when you're really good at getting your target customer profile. You know, y'all should have a customer profile. But if once you really know your customer profile and you know who your buyers are, it's pretty easy to figure out who their celebrities, you know, if celebrities would attract them. And those are the people that you want to go after.
And so let's say you have that list, Sarah. What do you actually say? Hey, I really like you. I'd like you to wear my product.
Kind of, but sort of. Yeah, I mean, we use a website called contactanycelebrity.com, and you can pay to sign up on their site. It's not very expensive, and you can find out the celebrity's contact information there, and then you can write letters to them and they say exactly that. Hey, you know, I have a small business and this is what I sell, and I see that you, you know, have a baby and she wears barrettes all the time, and we have a barrette company, so I'd love to send you some barrettes for your kid. You know, and then, you know, if you have a kid company, it's much easier to get celebrities to put the products on the kids, and then they get photographs, you know, in the stroller or running around at the park. So it's harder if you have a product that's, you know, supposed to be something that's in your house, You know, I mean, I had a second company, I patented a closet organizer for handbags. And, you know, we seeded tons of celebrities with it. It was a very inexpensive product to manufacture. So, you know, we sent out hundreds of them. And, you know, when we would get a celebrity to accept it, you know, then we could email magazines about it, you know, and then even magazines like, you know, Red Book or something, which you're like, oh, that's not so sexy, but they have a huge, gigantic readership, you know. So if you can get in these, you know, House Beautiful and Red Book type magazines, they actually have really loyal readers. So once you send these letters, then you kind of have to follow up and see if the celebrity actually got it. Because once they have it, you can actually legally say that they have it. If you get pictures of them with it, obviously much better. But we don't all make products that are going to be worn or seen or used in public.
Or open up your closet and look at that closet organizer. So is this really a two-step process, Sarah, where you say send the letter and say, hey, I would like to send this to you. And then when you get a positive response, you actually send it?
Yep. It's pretty simple. And people are always so amazed by that. But the thing is most people just don't do it. So that's why it becomes a little bit more elusive and easier in a sense to do it. Celebrities are used to getting bombarded with offers all the time. So usually you're contacting one of their handlers. You're not emailing directly, you know, with Jennifer Aniston. And
Jennifer.Aniston at yahoo.com, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and so it's getting these people to say, yep, sure, send it to our office. And so you want to make sure you send it, you know, beautifully wrapped and put your personal note to the celebrity inside the box so that when they open it, they can have a beautiful handwritten letter. If you don't know, have good handwriting, find somebody who does. I find a handwritten note kind of goes a little bit longer and it's more impressive than a typed letter. And it just looks like you care more. And it's just those little subtleties that I think can make a difference, you know, and if somebody really likes it, they're going to put it on, they're going to wear it, and hopefully, you know, usually they're going to get photographed in it.
So, Sarah, why do celebrities even want to do this, or why are they even open to this idea?
I think just because they're celebrities and they're used to they're just used to it.
They like free stuff.
Exactly. Who doesn't like free stuff?
Exactly.
You know?
I'm not even a celebrity, Sarah, and people send me stuff all the time.
Right.
And I love the free stuff.
I get stuff all the time. Of course. I mean,
exactly.
Half the clothes my kids had when they were little were T-shirts and things that,
exactly.
You know, people on my mailing list used to send us.
Well, Sarah, how successful is this strategy? I mean, is this like 10% of the time you'd be successful or 5% or 50% or what should someone's expectations be?
Well, as far as contacting and getting products to celebrities, I would say it's more than 50%.
Wow.
We do that directly for clients, so I personally see the results, you know. I mean, I would say if we contact 10 people in a day, we're most likely to get 7 to 9 yeses. Yes, send the product. So then it's up to my client to send the product, and then we follow up to make sure that it was received. We usually know because we send it by tracked mail, you know, whether it's FedEx or, you know, which is the better way to send it. Somehow FedEx in the movie business stands for normal mail shipping. So FedEx just makes it look like something important and it gets delivered right away. If it comes by USPS, it could sit in the mailroom for a week before it got delivered because it wouldn't look like it was important. Don't ask me why. It's just the way it is. And so once we know that they have it, then you can add them to your celebrity list. You can start emailing celebrity magazine editors, you know, people, okay, in touch, you know, let, you know, Us Weekly, hey, so-and-so's got our product. It's that, you know, and because you can show proof, like here, this person wrote us back and said, yes, this person, you know, this celebrity has it. It gives you a little bit more credibility than just mailing it unsolicited, you know, because then you may never hear from them ever. So I like to have the paper trail because sometimes magazines will ask, you know, do they really have it? Obviously pictures speak 1,000 words, but like I said, not everything is able to be photographed.
So is this something, Sarah, that you can do yourself as a small business owner, or you really have a professional like you to really be much more successful at it?
Nope. You can totally do it on your own. We have people who do it all the time. We actually even have an online training program that people can watch our program and do it themselves. It has every single step outlaid. Video training shows you step by step what to do. I even show you how to research your celebrities and how to do Google searches to find the right people. And it's really not hard. It's just what I said is that most people just don't do it. They're scared, and don't be scared. It can be nerve wracking. You know, you're like, wow, I'm reaching out to this person who makes, you know, like $50 million a movie. And, you know, and I'm just hoping I can get my business to $1 million in sales. You know, so it can be that scale that can make people feel uncomfortable.
Forget about $50 million. It's Jennifer Aniston. Sarah, thanks so much for being on the show. If you want to reach Sarah, it's www.sarahshawconsulting.com. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thanks, Barry.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the positive destruction in your business. And yes, it can be positive. This is AM 560. The Answer. Be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. In Grant Park, the Shamrock Shuffle kicks off this morning. So Congress, Balbo, Jackson, and Columbus all have closures around the Grant Park area. Inbound Kennedy slowing between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. That's because of ongoing construction. The three right lanes remain closed overnight, and that continues until 7 a.m. this morning. Dan Ryan heading inbound between I-57 and 87th Street. There's road construction. The left lane remains blocked. Also, on the Bishop Ford at the Stony Island Feeder, the exit ramp remains closed in both directions, and it continues until 7 a.m. this morning. Taking a look at the temperatures now. Tonight, 39 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 58 with rain. Currently, it is 46 degrees out there, a little cloudy as well. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
There's been a lot of talk recently about fake news, and it's gotten a lot harder to know who in the media you can trust. Too often, reading just the headlines can be misleading. You need to turn to a place that you can trust, a place that gives you more than just the headlines and more than just the mainstream media spin. What you need are answers. That's why we're here. Get the latest news. Find out what it means and why it's important to you. Real news, real answers. Join us on AM 560, The Answer.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
I was involved in a devastating head-on motorcycle accident, which left me broken, battered, and afraid. I turned to Dr. Amy and Associates to care for my broken body. With their help, I healed quickly. I was able to sleep, and the nightmare stopped. I was able to get back on the motorcycle without fear. Since they worked with my insurance, I've used them for allergy and food sensitivity testing, weight loss, massage, acupuncture, and life coaching. They use both Eastern and Western medicine and is a holistic practice like no other. I am so grateful for Dr. Amy and Associates.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
In the world of business, the deconstruction of an industry can be very powerful. ask taxi drivers who are out of business because of Uber, or former shareholders of Blockbuster are out because of Netflix, or the shareholders of Yahoo because of Google. But if you want to deconstruct an industry, where do you start if you have a chance of being successful? Seth Meron is an entrepreneur, global business leader, and philanthropist who has reinvented how Wall Street uses technology. Seth is currently the founder and CEO of LiquidNet. Seth was named as Innovator of the Decade by Advanced Trading. He was included in Forbes' Ones to Watch and Treasure and Risk, 100 Most Influential People in Finance Risk. Got a new book out. It's called The Power of Positive Destruction. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I try to give some examples. Give us your definition of what positive destruction actually is.
Well, the book is called The Power of Positive Destruction. And the reason why we put positive on destruction is because destruction generally would have a negative connotation. But positive is about, ripping down the walls, taking down the barriers, and being able to build something brand new up in its place. And, it's the difference between renovating a house or building a brand new one. If you're renovating a house, then you're confined by the foundation and the structure and the framing. And you can build something that's incrementally better, certainly, from the inside out. But if you take it down completely, you can build something up and you're pretty much only limited by the amount of money that you have in your imagination. So that is how positive destruction works, and it's how you can create whole new energy within an existing company, within an existing industry, or start a whole new business and do the same.
Well, do you start with looking at the inefficiencies within the industry, kind of like what happened with Uber and taxis? I mean, I just love that Uber came about because I think that the taxis, with their poor service, with their inefficiencies, with their bad attitude, actually created Uber.
Well, yes and no. I think that what I talk about in the book is really focusing on, and there are a couple of ways of going about this. But if you're an existing company or an existing industry, the first thing I would do is I would say, okay, what are your customers' first, second largest problems, third largest problems, and if you can find one that the rest of the industry simply takes as a cost of doing business, if you can solve that problem, then chances are you've created an unfair competitive advantage, and you could use that to really revolutionize the industry. And an example that I use in the book is one of a cement company in Mexico called Cemex. And Cemex took a look at their industry and said, well, the way that the industry works is anybody that's building a huge building or a shopping mall, the cement companies either deliver too much cement, which costs a lot of money, or they don't deliver enough cement, which also costs money in terms of construction delays. And what they did was they took a concept that was used in other industries of just-in-time inventory, put some technology behind it, but ultimately, by just delivering the amount of cement that the builder needs at that time, it reduces delays, it reduces costs, and because of that one innovation, they have become the largest cement company in the world.
So if you want to do this whole idea of positive destruction, you really need to have some credibility and trust so people can go along with you. Where do you start to create that? Because to me, that seems like a difficult task sometimes, especially if you're trying to tear something down to build something in its place.
Well, not necessarily, because I think that in today's world, people are willing to give you a shot if, in fact, you've got something that's demonstrably different. So, we're not talking about incremental improvements, which are also very, very, important, but what we're talking about is really revolutionizing an existing business or an existing industry. And, when you talk about Uber, the folks that started Uber, didn't have any experience in the service industry, certainly in the limo industry. And what they did was they took technology and they put it on demand. And they did solve certain problems, but, they were able to get the buy-in. And what I talk about in the book is creating an unfair competitive advantage. So if you are solving a major problem in your company, for your industry, for your customers, And you've solved it in a way that really is that much better than what others have done, or perhaps others have not even attempted to solve that problem. You have created an unfair competitive advantage. The next thing that one should do is to be able to boil that down into such a compelling 30-second pitch that anybody that hears it would be stupid not to buy that service or product from you. And again, so many different examples of people from without an industry really disrupting an industry. And of course, you know, if you're in that industry, you're much better equipped, I think, to be able to create positive destruction within your own industry and to create that unfair competitive advantage. And that's ultimately what you want to go for within your company. And that can turn around your entire company. That can change the growth pattern for your company within that industry.
You know, it's very interesting what you say, Seth, because a lot of times people in their own industry can't do this positive destruction because they can't get out of their own way, right?
Yes, they are constrained by what they know. They're constrained by what has been done. They're constrained by, you know, this is how it's always been done. But another chapter in the book is WTF. And sometimes, you know, there are people that are coming into your industry or into your company, or you yourself could say WTF. You know, why have we been doing it this way for so long? Or it doesn't make any sense to me that we're doing something this way. It doesn't make any sense to me that we're not solving this problem. And that also is a very, very good place to start. That's what I did with LiquidNet. LiquidNet, is solving a big problem that institutional investors, people that manage money for pension funds and mutual funds, had in this industry where their assets under management had grown so large. They create a supply-demand imbalance every time they went into the market, and that moved the market. And the people that measure that measured it as a $100 billion a year tax on everybody's investments.
Wow.
And people just took that as a cost of doing business.
Right.
And LiquidNet solved that problem, solving the supply-demand imbalance, and has grown, you know, to be very, very large. But we were an outsider coming into this industry, whereas insiders certainly could have done it themselves probably faster and better had they recognized that, yes, it should not be a cost of doing business. This is a huge problem that could be solved.
So in all your experience, Seth, what do you find out? Because a lot of folks are going to go for this destruction and they're going to fail, right? Because it's a hard thing to do. What separates out the winners and the losers?
To me, that's a great question, and it's about validation. So you go and you pick out a problem. You figure out how to solve it. And in today's world, there are two easy best ways, I think, to go and solve it. One is bring processes from outside your industry into your industry that might, you know, change the dynamics. And two, there's just so much technology that one can bring that could completely change an industry or change the dynamics within a company. And once you've settled on what that is, then you go and you validate it. You talk to your customers, you talk to your prospects. And if they're just not getting it, then chances are that's not the right solution. But if they do get it, and my measurement is, do they get it within a 30-second pitch? Can you really package it up to be so compelling that they understand, yes, if you build it, I will buy it? And then you can, you know, another part of ensuring success or stacking the deck in your favor, which is a big theme in the book, is to create what I call credibility circles. So, you know, if in fact your idea is resonating, it's that powerful and it's that compelling, then you go and you target certain customers that will be on your advisory board or prospects and say, help me develop this thing. Help me design it so that I can meet your specifications and it will give you, customer, an unfair competitive advantage. And once you've had, you know, and you don't require them to buy anything, but just having them on your advisory board helping you creates that credibility that says, okay, you've got very, very qualified prospects for when you actually design this and deliver this.
Well, Seth, thanks for being on the show. The title of the book is The Power of Positive Destruction. And I also wanted to mention that all the proceeds from this book go directly to the – and tell you, how do you pronounce it? The Shalom Youth Village? How do you pronounce that?
Agahoza Shalom Youth Village in Rwanda.
In Rwanda, which I just visited this last year, and I – And I encourage everyone they can to get involved with Rwanda because they've done amazing things in the last 20 years. So, Seth, thanks again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
Coming up, one of the keys to negotiating the best outcome in any business deal. This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
You need to understand that the way you build wealth is you do not use the evening news or CNN or Fox to set the tone of your emotions around your investing.
The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're thinking of changing your investing patterns because you're watching the news, you need to turn off the news. You are in charge of your destiny.
Dave Ramsey. Weeknights starting at 7. Presented by Wintrust Community Bank on AM 560. The Answer.
News Radio, I'm Carmen Roberts. Colombia says it's the worst disaster in the country's recent history. Nearly 200 dead after an avalanche of water, debris, and mud slams the mountain village of Mocoa yesterday.
Hundreds are missing. The rescue effort hampered by the awful conditions.
Sky News' Hannah Thomas-Peter. A survey by the Associated Press shows more than half of Americans want an independent investigation of possible ties between candidate Trump and the Russian government. And are you ready for some country music? The Academy of Country Music hands out awards tonight, and the group Rascal Flatts is looking forward to the show.
Well, it was our first award, know, it's always going to be special to us to be back here.
Keith Urban leads the nominations with 7. Miranda Lambert and Maren Morris coming in with 6. The show debuts at its new home, the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. In Grant Park, you have the Shamrock Shuffle this morning, so there's closures on Congress, Balbo, Jackson, and Columbus, and that kicks off this morning, and it goes until 3 p.m. this afternoon. There's a delay on the Kennedy. If you're heading inbound, that slows between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. It's all because of overnight construction. So the three right lanes are closed between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland, and that continues until 7 a.m. This report is sponsored by TrueCar. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP when you're ready to buy a new or used car. Visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Looking at the temperatures, starting tonight, 39 and cloudy. Tomorrow should be around 58 with some rain. Currently, it is 46 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-9600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of Dr. Amy and Associates. As an integrative health and wellness center, we take a team approach to your health care, so we welcome the opportunity to work collaboratively with your current healthcare provider. We're different from today's typical standard of care because our focus is understanding the root cause of your health problem, not just treating the symptoms. It's a personalized approach that explores a wide range of proven treatments and one that's focused on helping you achieve your health and wellness goals so you can achieve a full, happy, and satisfying life.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
The skill of negotiating is a big part of small business, but I got to be honest with you, most of us really stink at it. We either shy away from negotiating, we either then or refuse to negotiate, or we become one of these standard positional negotiators, which really accomplish nothing. My next guest believed there actually is a better way to negotiate. Corey Kupfer has negotiated successful deals for over 30 years, an entrepreneur as a lawyer. But according to his mother, he's been negotiating non-professionally since he could talk. He's the author of a new book called Authentic Negotiating, Clarity, Detachment, Equilibrium, The 3 Keys to True Negotiating Success and How to Achieve Them. Wow. Corey, welcome to the show.
It's great to be on, Barry. I appreciate you asking.
How long did it take to negotiate the long title of that book?
That's great. You know, we did go back and forth on it, but we really wanted to show the distinction of authentic negotiating in the subtitle so that people knew it was very different from a lot of the other trainings out there.
So what is authentic negotiating?
Yeah, so most of the work out there on negotiating is about tactics and techniques. And most of them, a lot of times it's manipulative, and even when it's decent, it's at a surface level. And my assertion is that authentic negotiating takes a body of inner work to be able to get to that clarity, detachment, and equilibrium so that you are in the best place to be successful.
Okay, so I have no idea what those words mean. Take that a step further.
Great. So let's talk about clarity. So I am amazed. I mean, your show is called Business Insanity Talk Show. Business Insanity.
It's crazy.
Is for people go into multi-billion dollar negotiations without absolute clarity on every single objective of the deal, every single term that is important, and exactly what's acceptable to them and what's not. So people need to get clarity first.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that one of the points you bring out is really, Corey, that people really have to understand before they go into negotiation what's acceptable and what's not. Because if they don't, then they get pushed in perhaps a direction that they don't want or take a position that they don't want, right?
That's exactly right. Plus, they or their professionals design a negotiating strategy around something that's not clear or that they're not being honest with themselves about, and that affects the entire negotiation.
So what are some of the top reasons why negotiations actually fail?
So there are 6 I talk about in the book. Lack of preparation, ego, fear, rigidity, getting emotional, losing objectivity, and lack of integrity. I can summarize a lot of them with people let their emotions get in the way. They get triggered, they get upset, they go into the negotiation from a place of fear or scarcity or ego, and that messes things up way more than whether they're good at some tactic or technique or not.
You know, it's interesting to me because I do a lot of negotiations, and I think one of the biggest reasons negotiations fail is because one side wants to win. What do you think?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, Bill Urey and Roger Dawson, the guys wrote that book years ago, and
the concept
came from Getting to Yes, right? And I just had the opportunity to spend some time with Bill. He's a great guy. And here's the issue. Win-win is a great thing. The problem, what happens with people, is that they don't understand, they don't apply it right. So the minute they think about winning, their ego gets engaged, and even though they claim that they care that the other side wins, they don't. And to me, what I say is, negotiate is not about winning. It's about achieving your objectives, because winning is an emotional state, and achieving your objectives is a objective, logical, way to true up.
So what's some of the first steps we should take, really, Corey, to become an effective negotiator?
So I talk about five of them in the book, but I'll just hit on one or two now. The first thing is, I say, stay connected, create and stay connected to a powerful context. What does that mean? Like, really get clear on why you're in this negotiation, what you want, and who you need to be in that negotiation to be successful. So in a way where you're connected to your inner truth and you're calm, so that you don't get thrown off in the negotiation and you really achieve what you want to achieve.
Yeah, you know, for me, when I go in negotiation, I always say, you know, what do we want and what's the minimum we'll really accept? Because then I know that if I can't get the minimum, I've really got to walk away, and that's okay sometimes.
That's right. And the that's okay part is the, you know, when I talk about CDE, clarity, detachment, and equilibrium, the that's okay part is the detachment part, right? If you and I are negotiating a deal, I should have a preference we get it done, because why am I wasting my time talking to you otherwise? But ultimately, if it doesn't meet my objectives, I need to be just as okay walking away from it as I am doing the deal if it's right.
All right, Corey. So in the last minute we have, take us inside one of your toughest negotiations and what you're able to learn as a result of it.
Yeah, so I'll talk about a personal story that I share in the book, which is, you know, I got crushed during the 2008-2009 Great Recession. You know, I had built up a great law firm practice. I had real estate investments. I had all this stuff going on. I won't get into the details for time purposes, but I was crushed and underwater and didn't have a lot of leverage. I owed creditors money, banks on an expansion we had done, et cetera. And really, I was really tested at, hey, does all these principles I teach other people and I use in my own deals when things are going well really work? Can I apply them when life is tough? And the truth is, they did work for me. And I came out of it with my integrity intact, with my relationship intact, and paid back every penny of every dollar that I owed people. And it was all because of my approach to authentic negotiating.
Well, congratulations. The title of the book is called Authentic Negotiating, Clarity, Detachment, Equilibrium. If you want to get in touch with Corey, you can go to www.authenticnegotiating.com. Corey, thanks for being on the show.
I really appreciate being on, Barry. Take care.
And next time I want you to negotiate for more time, okay?
Okay, you got it.
This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos. We'll look at the roadways. On the south side, 31st west of Lakeshore Drive, there's a crash, and also in Oak Park Lake Street at Ridgeland. Watch out for an ongoing wreck. Now on the Kennedy, if you're heading inbound, that's slowing between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield. It's because of ongoing construction right now between the O'Hare Extension and Cumberland that has the three right lanes closed, and that continues until 7 a.m. this morning. Also on the Bishop Ford at the Stony Island Feeder, both directions, the exit ramp remains closed, and that continues until 7 a.m. Shamrock Shuffle kicks off this morning in Grant Park, so you have closures on Congress, Balbo, Jackson, and Columbus, all those around the Grant Park area, and it continues until 3 p.m. this afternoon. Tonight, 39 and cloudy, tomorrow 58 and rain, currently 46. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Microsoft knows the only constant is change, especially when it comes to technology we use to help run our businesses. Technology should be an asset, one that helps you to anticipate, manage, and respond quickly to change. It should also help your organization reduce costs and get more from the investments you make. Looking at the new tools and services coming out of Microsoft, it's immediately evident that the company is revolutionizing how it helps small businesses. Microsoft not only gets what small business need, but also how they want to work. When it comes to growing with greater efficiency, Microsoft technologies such as Office 365, Power BI, and the Azure Cloud Platform are helping small businesses answer some key questions. One, how quickly can we get new employees up and running with the tools they need? Two, how do we keep up with the massive growth in data needed to do business today? Three, are we getting the maximum return on our technology investments? With Microsoft, small businesses get solutions that help them grow their business with greater efficiency by reducing costs and getting exactly the technology you need when you need it. To learn more about the Microsoft products and services that will help give your company a competitive edge, visit modern.biz today. That's modern.biz.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@maltz.com. That's barry@maltz.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Maltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the top questions I get asked all the time is, where can I find money to grow my small business? Well, with crowdfunding and the Job Act of 2012, it's actually easier than ever. Here to guide us through it is Ken Stout, who's the CEO of Growth Fountain and one of America's leading authorities in equity crowdfunding. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. It's good to be here.
Now, your whole interest in actually where small business can get capital started with you at a young age because your dad was a small business owner, right?
That's right. My dad owned a beer store, actually, in Penn Hills near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And so what kinds of things happened there that really got your interest in this whole area of trying to secure capital for small business?
I used to really enjoy, you know, kind of probably because I would just raid the snack stand when I went to visit him, but I used to really enjoy going and spending time at his beer store, you know, rummaging around in the back and climbing on the cases of beer, but really learned that he had employees had families. You got to know people, you got to appreciate starting a business and the impact that it had on everybody around you, and you know how tough it is to start something from nothing, you know, especially with how antiquated securities laws have been in the past. You know, few people know that until now, really until May 16th of last year, you could only raise money from people that you knew met certain wealth or income thresholds,
right,
and that you happen to have a pre-existing relationship with.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it used to be in order to get money, you used to have to go to the bank or, as you said, these wealthy accredited individuals or your friends or your family. But now things have really changed a lot with this whole thing with crowdfunding and the new job acts. Tell us about what the environment is like now.
Well, it's really extraordinary. For the first time, companies have the opportunity to turn their customers, their community, their extended social network into owners who can then go off and become brand ambassadors and evangelists and actually help your business grow and succeed. And so the Jobs Act really does two things. First, anybody in the world can now invest in your business. And second, businesses can now publicly advertise their fundraising campaign. And that brings the internet into play.
Now, do you find that Ken, this is a good thing or a bad thing? Because the reason those rules were in place previously was they were afraid about, you know, the little old lady, the little old man, you know, investing their life savings in some kind of Ponzi scheme. So is this good or is this bad, or is it always just buyer beware?
Well, I think it's great. And I think investor protection is always first and foremost. And we do an awful lot to ensure that investors understand the risks that they're taking. We apply legal mandated caps on how much individuals can invest. And third, we inspect the businesses that list on Growth Fountain to minimize the potential for fraud. And so this isn't, you know, an old type of pump and dump scheme, a snake oil salesman. These are actual businesses and entrepreneurs across America that now have a new way to access capital formation.
Now, how much can someone expect to raise in a crowdfunding environment? Because, you know, the idea is that, well, you know, you can go out to crowdfunding for if you want $5,000 or $10,000, but if you really need real money for a business, it's still not the way to go.
Well, I think that this is brand new, and it does require an awful lot of education so people can understand what it is. But crowdfunding has – you know, this notion of a donation or pre-purchasing a product associated with it. And I think that's why the amounts have typically been on the lower end historically. I think going forward, this is not a donation. You actually receive ownership in the companies in which you invest. And so I think that brings the potential to raise much more significant amounts of capital. And in Reg CF, companies are allowed to raise up to $1 million per year from accredited and non-accredited investors.
And I think that's a really important point you make, Ken, because this is not Indiegogo, right?
That's right.
I mean, this is actually you're investing and getting shares of a company, and you're becoming a shareholder in their company with everything that goes along with it.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, another part of what inspired this concept for us is I am a minority investor in a bar on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and every time I walk in there, they roll the red carpet out for me. I mean, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy, and the potential to bring that type of experience to customer-turned-owners in all types of bricks-and-mortar establishments across this country was a very powerful concept.
And so if you look into your crystal ball, where do you think fintech is really going in this whole idea of crowdfunding? You know, we saw that it took 4 years for the Jobs Act, this whole provision, really become a reality. But what is the next 5 years going to be?
I think it's going to be revolutionary. I mean, if we look at just some of the numbers, I think friends, family, angel investors, investments annually are pegged at around $120 billion in America's small businesses. SBA loans around $160 billion annually. I think a lot of that converts to equity investing through Reg CF over time. And if we look at the UK, actually, where equity crowdfunding has been legal for the last 6 years or so, there's a platform there called Cedars, and in their first year in operation, they raised about £800,000 for companies listing on their
wow.
platform. In year five, it was $100 million.
Wow, that's really ramped
and America,
up.
And America's a much bigger market.
Yeah, much better. So, Ken, thanks for being on the show. If you want to reach Ken or get involved with crowdfunding, go to www.growthfountain.com. Ken, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about how to get your small business unstuck and how to actually build the funnel for your customers, which is something we all sorely need. This is AM560 The Answer. Right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen of Dr. Amy & Associates. One of the services we provide, mental health and wellness. We see children, adolescents, and adults for individuals, couples, and family counseling. We even do psychiatry and medication management. All of our thoughts, feelings, and actions are a result of those conditioned ways of thinking, feeling, and being that lead us to make decisions. And so I work with individuals to help them understand and help them create a new blueprint to move them from a negative mindset to a positive mindset.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
How to identify your prospects and convert them to buyers is a critical part of any growing company. But most small businesses don't systematically focus on this area. Here to help is Liston Witherill, who is a digital marketer and CEO of Good Funnel. He helps technical and information businesses understand their customers to sell more by improving conversions through copy, persuasion, pricing, position, and automation. He's also a hip-hop artist. Liston, come on, lay down a beat for us.
Don't put me on the spot like that, Barry.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm very excited to be here.
All right. Thanks. Well, appreciate you being there. So most small business owners really stink at this because they don't really know how to identify their prospects and convert them. Where do you start?
Well, I think where you start and where most businesses I see fail is just focusing first on who your perfect customer is. So being really clear in articulating who it is. And by that, I don't mean, you know, all women between 18 and 65. I mean, getting really specific about what's going on in someone's life and how you can identify them.
Right, because you really have to focus on the people that have the pain that you solve. So you have to be very, very narrow because people, you know, companies that have everybody as their target really have nobody as their target, right?
That's exactly right. And like you said, it's impossible to focus on the correct pains, and really if we're doing an effective job of selling and marketing, what we want to be able to do is talk in such a way where people are nodding along as they read or listen to our pitch. They need to know that we understand their lives, their problems, and therefore we have a solution for them.
And what you talk about is that you've got to learn about your buyers by actively talking to them. What does that mean?
Yeah, it means a lot of things, but I think in the simplest form, it just means go out and talk to your customers, go interview them. You can do it in a really structured way where you go through, you know, your list of people who've bought from you and set up short, you know, 10 to 20 minute interviews asking people what caused them to buy, where did they search, how did they first know that this was a problem that they needed to solve. But you can also do it in a really informal way, right? Just whenever you're on the phone with someone, just ask them what's going on with them. What challenges are they facing? How's your product making a difference for them, product or service? So, I think that there's multiple ways to approach it, but the key is just to go talk to them.
And with the 30 seconds we have left, how do you actually use that information to improve your conversions?
The key to improving your conversions is to being able to understand what those key messages are, right? Updating your copy so that you're conveying those key messages and understanding their pain. And so ideally, what we want to do is grab the verbatim things that people are saying and put it right into our copy, give it back to them. And therefore, if you're focused on your perfect customer, the next reader will think about their problems in those same terms, and you'll have an edge.
Well, if you want to increase your conversions, you can get in touch with Liston at www.goodfunnel.co. Liston, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And I want to thank everybody for being on this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva, and, of course, I want to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffer, and our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call on my private line. It's 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@maltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you really deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymaltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
If you're fortunate enough to have a